Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
IMS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, just a quick good morning. Welcome, everyone. We have a great show today. I want to get right to our opening interview. Joining me is Eric Bolling. He's become a quite high profile as a Fox News personality individual. He's on The Five, a show that I never miss unless I'm preoccupied with something else. Also, another one, Cash It In. You see him on all of the Fox News channels. He's also filled in admirably for Bill O'Reilly on The O'Reilly Factor, etc. He's got a brand new book out. And congratulations, Eric. It's now reached the top of the New York Times bestsellers list. Wake Up America, The Nine Virtues That Made Our Nation Great and Why We Need Them More Than Ever. It's published by St. Martin's Press. Eric, I have to say, it's indeed a pleasure making our first contact together.
Stu, it's my pleasure. Pleasure's mine. Good to be on the right side of things, Stu.
You got it. And I want to open up here with a statement. There was some good news, Eric. It's not all bad. Ruth Bader Ginsburg announced today that if Trump gets elected, she may be leaving to New Zealand. So she, Al Sharpton, and the rest of them would make this a much better country if they left. What's happened to this once great country? And how far down the line have we got? Socialism has never succeeded anywhere, and yet we continue to roll it up. And I think a lot of this is virtually entirely political because it's all aimed at getting the disintegration and the extermination of the Republican Party. That's the objective.
Well, you know, that's what the book is all about, Stu, for many, many years. My first book, many, many years, people say, can you please write a book? You know, I like where you're going with this conservative voice that you have. And I said, well, the time has to be right. Well, you know, time was right. I saw the political climate getting really, really divided. I also saw the country being dragged, kicking and screaming to the left, vehemently dragged to the left, and that was Barack Obama. So much so that I dedicated the book to him. So literally the dedication is to Barack Obama because he was the reason I wrote the book, and he's the reason it was so easy to write. Problem is, it was easy to write because there's so many things going wrong right now with the country, and most of it, all of it, is the vast majority of it is because of the people on the left who spread liberalism across a country that's a center-right country. I mean, we're founded on conservative values. Those are gone. We're founded on hard work, profit. Those are being diminished. You know, in schools, they're telling us we're going to pull algebra requirements in college, in certain colleges, because we want to replace them with diversity training. The country's really being set up to become a liberal, leftist utopia. Socialism, Bernie Sanders, almost comes within a whisker of becoming the Democrat nominee and maybe president. It's a scary place. So I wrote the book, and I literally start the book, the intro of the book, too, was where Hillary Clinton, it's apocalyptic, it's hell, it's horror. Hillary Clinton being sworn in as the president, and you mentioned Al Sharpton, he's the Secretary of Education, Al Gore's Secretary of Energy, the Socialist Sanders is the Senior Economic Advisor. A scary apocalyptic scenario I write, and then at the end of the introduction I say, but it doesn't have to be that way. Let's keep reading and figure out how we take the country back.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, only I may take issue with one point. I don't use the word liberalism anymore. It's progressivism. It's far leftism. The days of Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Scoop Jackson, Tip O'Neill, Hubert Humphrey, I thought they were decent people who were looking out for the interests of this country. I didn't agree with them. It's a whole different world right now. And I just want to, in conjunction with the book, I want everyone to see Hillary's America, which premieres on the 15th by Dinesh D'Souza. The book, the government of the people, by the people, for the people, it's down. A basic constitution has been upended. This has been personified, magnified every day. Obama's in Canada for a summit. Instead of talking about our situation overseas and here, it's transgender sex, global warming, gun control. Where the hell am I living?
Yeah, you're living in Obama's liberal world, Obama's progressive world, if you prefer that word. But that's what he promised. He promised he was going to fundamentally change the United States of America, and that's all he's attempted to do over 7.5 years. I mean, look no further than the events late last week where there was a couple of police incidents with African-Americans where, you know, they're investigating to find out what happened. But before we know any of the facts, President Obama from Poland goes out and basically blames the cops before he knows what's happened. And then what happens? Five cops get shot in Dallas. And do you think that President Obama being on that podium from Poland blaming police officers had no effect on that crazy psycho who decided to take a long gun to cops in Dallas? Of course it had to have some impact. And then President Obama has to shuttle quickly, kerfuffle, get back up on the podium and say, hey, you know, stop shooting cops. That's not what we want to do here. Well, you should have thought of that before you opened your mouth the first time, Mr. President.
He said he'd bring transparency to this country. He certainly has. And he's not a lame duck president. He's determined to do as much harm. People say he doesn't get it. He understands. He's executed perfectly with a naive population here. A lot of them who live on EBT cards, basic welfare, looking for handouts of the government, indentured servitude. And yet you come out with a strong message in this book. You've listed 9 traits. And since you only have a short interview, grit, profit, manliness, thrift, individuality, dominion, merit, pride, and providence. This is what we're missing. It isn't a case of the Pennsylvania population he was talking to about their gun in religions or his mother or grandmother, a typical white woman. We've become a socialistic nation, and we've lost our values.
Yeah, values and virtues. Now, so I talk about the one you point out. Well, there's 9 of them. Great. There's I opened the book with great. You know, just we got to keep fighting. We can't give up. We have to fall off the horse, get back up on it. But the second one was profit. And the reason why I put it second is because I think it's extremely important that President Obama and his liberal wackadoos have decided that profit, success, wealth, working hard, being rewarded for hard work is a bad thing now. I mean, you're a rich fat cat if you start a business and it works. You risk your whole life, your livelihood, and it works.
Yeah, but you didn't build it anyway to begin with.
Right, yeah. So it's their fault. They take the credit if it works, and if it didn't, doesn't, it's on you. It's insane. That's not what we were founded. And I wrote the book, too. I put a lot of personal stories in there because my personal life history is unbelievable. I'm the most blessed human being on the planet. I'm sitting center seat on the 5 on Fox News. But we were broke. I was an inner city Chicago kid whose father was a traveling salesman and mom worked 2 jobs. We were really broke, you know, dead broke. I mean, we were really dead broke. And I'm God blessed and I appreciate it. But it was on the heels of a ton of hard work and a ton of grit and some of the other virtues that I write about. President Obama, yeah, listen, if you fall, don't worry, we got you. You know, we'll take care of your housing, we'll take care of your gasoline, we'll get you a phone, we'll get you some insurance. Don't worry. I mean, we're raising a nation of wussies. I mean, our young people don't know what grit's all about. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and again, I talk about values, values, values. Values and character could restore things. We're looking at wealth distribution that takes away the basic incentive inherent in most of us in order to succeed on our own. Everything is kind of upside down. We only have about a minute or two here, so I say a proposed solution to you. I'll offer you mine. I'll take the chance with Donald Trump, who I think cares about this country and loves this country. Forget about the personality, as opposed to the unthinkable thought of having Hillary as our president. And maybe I'll go to New Zealand if she gets elected.
Yeah, well, the problem is people who don't like Donald Trump are saying they're not going to vote, and that's wake up. This is a vote for Hillary Clinton. If you don't for Trump, don't vote for Trump. You're down to two choices. It's not Mitt Romney. It's not Jeb Bush. It's not Marco Rubio. It's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton are going to be the next president of the United States. And even if you don't like Donald Trump, God forbid we have Hillary Clinton. Everything I write about in that book, that horror apocalypse chapter one or introduction, will come to pass, and it'll be a scarier, scary place 4 or 8 years down the road. We may never get the country back.
Right. If you want wealth distribution, if you want to become in a position here of indentured servitude, go look up socialism, Marxism, fascism, collectivism. It's never worked before, Eric, and it's only looking to be executed in behalf of a few, not just greedy, but evil people in this country who want to change what we stand for. I'll give you a chance to have a concluding remark here.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And the honest to God, the scariest thing that's happened in this country in the last 10 years is the fact that a socialist, a self-described socialist, came within a hair of becoming the Democrat nominee and maybe even the president. Where are we? Where are young people where they're coming out in droves to support socialism? I mean, I don't know where. I don't have any clue where the country has gone in such a fast short period of time, but I will tell you there's a chance to pull it back to the right, get back to conservative virtues and values, and that's why I wrote the books too. And by the way, it's flying off the shelves. It's a New York Times bestseller, and people, when I go out to these book events, the conservative people that come out and say my voice needs to be heard, finally you're speaking
all right,
my voice.
Wake up, man. I know you can't stay. I won't hold you. I'll just ask you to hold off for a break just for a moment here. Wake up, America, the nine virtues that made our nation great and why we need them more than ever. Eric Bolling, St. Martin's Press. I remember, my heart is broken. Let's restore America to what it was.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Okay, the late, I believe, great Sarah Vaughan and Make Yourself Comfortable. We are back, and I have to say it was indeed a pleasure having on Eric Bolling, on one of the hosts on The Five, and cashing in. You know, as I was saying to him off air, and I said it earlier, there were about four people left on Fox. Whom I really have tremendous admiration for. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Eric Bolling, Sean Hannity, and Judge Jeanine Pirro. You know, there are others on lower levels, but those are the I am rapidly losing respect for people who are they're selling out. Now, let me make a qualifying remark. You won't hear any other talk show host say this. You won't. I guarantee you. If I worked for Fox and I were making $5 million a year and they asked me to moderate my tone, I would. I'm being dead honest with you. I wouldn't sell out my position, but I would moderate my tone because there's a way of reaching out and giving someone the benefit of the doubt. Now, that may be a confession, and you may say, well, what kind of veracity does this guy have? I think I have a tremendous amount by going on here and saying that. I wouldn't change my values or my ideology, but I might not be as harsh on an adversary if the instructions came from the top. And I'll tell you, having been a guest on the networks, one of the first questions, if not the first question they ask you when you get in there is, what's your political predisposition? Now, I've been a guest on MSNBC, but I don't think MSNBC would ever put me on as a political commentator, although I have to correct that. And I think Joe Scarborough would, but I don't go through the process of doing it. And I know Joe Scarborough. He's a perfect example of it. He is a guy making $55 million a year, and he is a guy who gets $50,000 a speech. And the guy's really smart. And I told him to his face, he's sold out. I know Joe Scarborough well enough. I told him he sold out. You know, he didn't get angry. You know my attitude is at this point. I really don't care. I don't care because I feel so principled and so dedicated to what I'm doing. I don't care. With Fox, it's easy. And it's not that it'll be difficult because I said Fox has moderated their position. They have. Comes down from Rupert Murdoch. And, you know, that's what it is. I told my girls when they were young to just watch out for, you know that people not being sincere. I'm putting it politely here. All right. I want to give a couple of I haven't had really an opportunity to do this. I want to give away two tickets to Canobie Lake Park. They're valid through September 18th. You can use them anytime. This is a tremendous value. Complimentary tickets. I'll put them in the mail today. It's caller number one at 888-205-2263. 888-205-2263. The first caller, just leave your name and your address. I don't need your phone number. I don't need anything. Your name and address with Tim, and these tickets will be in the mail to you today. The other real commendation I'd love to make out to you today is boating in Boston. You know, I think of some of the great values that we have. You know, it used to be the New York Ferry, United Parcel Service, Chevrolet, I don't know, Apple Pie. I can't remember how that went. If you want the opportunity of a lifetime for recreation to get good health, go to boatinginboston.com. But my wife and I go there all the time. In fact, we went out Saturday. There are, I don't know, a whole bunch of locations, 9 or 10 locations. They're expanding down to Washington, D.C., Rhode Island, everywhere. And there were a lot of locations in Massachusetts. We went out Saturday. You know, it was kind of cloudy and cool and misty. It was phenomenal. Just to feel that little drizzle come down. Oh, man, I was kayaking with my eyes closed. I was in heaven. So there you go, boating in Boston. And one more, because I very seldom get a chance to do this. And Eric Bowling, who I thought was going to be on for two segments, and we will have him back, was on a cell phone driving for a TV interview, and he didn't want to cancel this. And so this gives me an opportunity, and I do want to mention Il Casale, I-L-C-A-S-A-L-E. Go to ilcasale.com. In Lexington, Massachusetts, I absolutely guarantee you won't have a better Italian meal. And I'll be eating tonight for a non-Italian meal at one of my favorite restaurants, which is Seasons 52. Go to Seasons, the number 52.com. I don't want to spend the whole hour doing a restaurant show or a boating show or talking about Canobie Lake Park. But just a few things that I had to get off my system. And you look at this weekend. It was a little bit of a respite. I didn't watch the news. Now, there may be a lot of things that I'm missing. I managed to see that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as I said earlier, was going to leave the country, 83-year-old Supreme Court justice, if Donald Trump got elected. I hope Trump gets elected just so the exodus of these people like Will Smith, Johnny Depp, Sean Penn, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Al Sharpton, Reverend Jeff. I mean, there's a whole long list. Joy Behar, what an obnoxious dunce. They're going to leave the country. I mean, you know they're not. Is it Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, too? I don't know. You know when I say go? Go and don't come back. Because you heard that message during my interview with Eric. You got a choice. A no vote is a vote against Trump and may go to Hillary. Stop with this. I'm going to abstain. Oh, yeah. Stand up on your principles like John McCain and Mitt Romney did. And what are we talking about now? We're talking about the biggest onslaught of racism that I can ever remember. And I'm going back to the 60s and those days of turmoil. Obama is a race baiter of the highest order. He comes out and he just fuels the fires again. Now, do you think Obama is dumb? Or do you think Obama is doing this intentionally? I haven't got time to take a poll here. But I will tell you, he's not stupid when it comes to not knowing what he's doing. All you got to do is just check out his background. I've said it here 1,000 times. Race, we're about to enter into a racial war in this country. It won't be declared as an official war. And speaking of that, why haven't we declared war on ISIS? But it will be a war. When those people in blue, and some of the statistics are just unbelievable with black on black crime, blacks killing cars. I'm not going to, you've heard them all the time. And they're in denial. I happen to be watching Joe Scarborough. I happen to be watching Morning Joe this morning. I mean, is this the United States of America? in a sense, defending Black Lives Matters. You just got to be sick or crazy or what. All right, more sensible stuff when we come back.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fetch. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
Hold me, hold me, never let me go until you've told me what I want to know, and then just hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with you.
All right, we are back, and just a quick announcement. Thank you for all the calls. Giveaway for two complimentary tickets to Canobie Lake Park. The winner is Evelyn Foster in Nashua, New Hampshire. And let's move to our next guest. She is Billy Allen, spelled B-I-L-L-I-E. A-L-L-E-N. I always do that if people want to Google them. And she is the author of Superstar, Volumes 1 and 2, Broken Wings, Love Interrupted. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And Billy, it's great to have you with us.
It's nice to be here with you.
The book, tell us, first of all, have you had any background in writing, and what was the source, the origin of this book, the reason for writing it?
As for my background, I wrote the columns for two newspapers here in Pennsylvania, and the books were as a result of my husband was ill with liver cancer, and they were all written as a tribute to him.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, never enjoy hearing things like that, but obviously as a tribute to him, it will give some lasting meaning and feeling for him. Condolences go out. What is the book about?
Well, basically, the theme through all three books is I don't believe that love ends. I think it lives on, and I'm not just speaking about romantic love. It can be the love between siblings or between mother, father, and their child. In fact, in Love Interrupted, that is the case. It's the main focus in Love Interrupted is a father wants to make amends with his son. But what you soon realize as you read the book is that the son doesn't want anything to do with him, and the father is an angel.
I just wanted to interject here. Is there a direct link and a connection with all three books?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all involving the different men in the O'Hara family. The character in the first book of Superstar is Mark O'Hara. And
okay.
The second book has to deal with his brother Felipe, and the third one, Love Interrupted, is more about their father, Adam.
All right, I just want to summarize Superstar Volumes 1 and 2, Broken Wings and Love Interrupted. Our guest author here today is Billy Allen. Was this a difficult experience, writing this book?
No.
Was it emotional? Was it a form of catharsis for you?
It was a closure, and basically, they sort of wrote themselves. I mean, if I tried to take the characters in a different direction, it wouldn't go. They would not cooperate. They wanted to do their thing. And when I started to write Superstar, I was basically just trying to write a story about a musician, and these angels just took over the story. And I'm glad they did, because I think it made it more interesting. And it's very quirky. I've had so many people tell me that they love the humor in all three books, and this really touched me. A lot of them said that the books had helped them dealing with their own losses. I had one man come up to me and tell me that I made him cry, and I said, I'm sorry, what did I do? And he said that he had picked up his wife's copy of Superstar, and there is a scene in there where Mark meets this girl on the beach, and he doesn't know who she is. He doesn't even know how she got there. But he soon realizes it's his mother, who had died 12 years before that, and he doesn't recognize her. But that, for me, the reason I put that scene in there is because my own mother died when I was 13, and I never had a chance to say goodbye to her. And that was my way of closure.
All right, so you're kind of transferring these messages to other people for those who can identify with what happened, or, you know, in an unfortunate sense, may identify with it at a later time. Are there any other messages that this book conveys, and for whom is the book intended in terms of an age demographic?
Well, I think anybody could read this. In fact, I told you the man who had picked it up and read it, I never would have expected him to enjoy it. And there's nothing in there that is I should take that back. In Superstar, there is a bit of violence, but it's nothing graphic. I think teenagers on up can read it. And I didn't aim it at any particular audience. In fact, I wrote the books for me. They were my closure at first.
Is this, now you've written three, so I'm going to ask you if you certainly have the bug, are you going to continue and write other books? Do you have other books in the works?
I'm thinking of making one final volume in this series, but right now I'm sort of burned out, so we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, it is, I'll tell you, being published, it is a draining and a totally consuming experience. I encourage people to do it because when it's complete, there's a feeling of euphoria, correct?
Right, right. And this might sound a little strange, but whenever I write, I have to have music. And since Mark is a musician, that became more important to me as the time went on when I was writing it.
Was this a book, a story that...
I can hear his voices in my head.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that when I say that they kind of wrote themselves, I can hear them talking in my head. I know it sounds crazy, but when you do write about different characters, they take over your life. At least they take over your brain.
Well, did the stories unfold as you were writing them? Now, you just made the comment, you hear people talking with you. Are they telling you... And I mean this in kind of a subjective sense on your part. Obviously, is this something as they're telling you what to do, the story unfolds, or did you know exactly how this would turn out when you started to write it?
No, I didn't. I had no idea. In fact, I will tell you this. The ending of Love Interrupted is so unusual. I've read literally thousands of books. And I have never seen this type of ending in any story. And I'm really proud of it. But it took me a long time to get to that ending because I didn't know how I was going to end it. It starts off with God and the Archangel Gabriel talking about one of the other characters. And it's not a real, none of them are religious books. They are more spiritual than anything else. And I had to end it the same way I began it. If that makes any sense to you.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask you what that last comment was directed at when you say you ended it the same way you began it.
Like a bookend.
All right. What was more difficult, developing the characters? Because you talk about how these characters are real to you, so I'm not sure the word difficulty appropriately fits it, but or writing the plot, but apparently there was just a lot of emphasis on character development.
Yeah, the characters were very important to me. In fact, there's only one character in all three books that was partially based on a real person, and that was the character of Liam. In Love Interrupted, he is based loosely on my husband's personality.
Was there a different reaction from people who knew your husband when they read the book?
Oh, yes.
As opposed to others?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people that knew Rich recognized him right away. And I think he would be happy with how I portrayed. It wasn't totally about him, but there were echoes of his personality and Liam's personality.
Yeah, my suggestion, and I certainly don't mean to be instructive here, is I just think you should write that fourth book. It sounds like it's inside of you, and there won't be satisfaction until
They're
you do.
They're already talking to me, and gosh. I don't know if you've read Love Interrupted yet, but if you did read it, you would understand what I'm talking about. I kind of wrote myself into a corner. So it's going to take a small miracle, but I think I can do it.
I don't have any doubt you can do it. Billy Allen, thanks so much for your touching story, compelling story. Three books, folks. Superstar Volumes 1 and 2, Broken Wings, Love Interrupted. You can check this all out on Tate Publishing. Good luck, Billy. Thanks for joining us. All right. Always a pleasure talking with you, and we'll be back to wrap things up.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital. Digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
You know, I'm just continuing. We will have a couple of guests coming on with a new series coming out on television. It's called The Preachers. We will have, I don't know, two or three guests joining us, and we'll switch quickly to that when we do. But this thing with Trump versus Hillary, I mean, it's driving me crazy because the answer is so obvious. It's just so obvious. So here we go. Let me just give you a few things about, I don't know how much time I'm going to have here because we'll have to jump to this interview. Do we have the perfect candidate? No, absolutely not. Let's talk about Trump. Does he say everything I wish he would say? Nope. Is he? Are you sure that his motives are absolutely pure? Nope. Can you point to any other Democratic politician that you like better? Nope. Is there any other rhino politicians you like better? Nope. Am I going to sit home and refuse to vote and let Hillary win because he's not perfect? Nope. Do I like what I've seen in the White House for the last 7.5 years with that idiot who sleeps in our White House? Nope. Do I like the fundamental changes that same jerk has brought about in my America? Absolutely not. Now, Obama is against Trump. Yep. The media is against Trump. The establishment Democrats are against Trump. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. The Pope is against Trump. The UN is against Trump. The EU is against Trump. China is against Trump. Mexico is against Trump. Soros is against Trump. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. MoveOn.org is against Trump. The Koch brothers are against Trump. The Bushes are against Trump. Planned Parenthood is against Trump. Hillary and Bernie are both against Trump. Illegal aliens are against Trump. Islam is against Trump. Kasich is against Trump. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. Now, having said that, it seems to me that Trump must be the best qualified candidate we could ever get. If you got so many political insiders and left-wing nutcases, and I've left out the media, all scared to death that they speak out against him at the same time, doesn't that tell you? He's not a lifetime politician. He's not a lawyer. He's not doing it for the money. He was a natural-born American citizen. And he's the people who are going to leave the country. Whoopi Goldberg, I mentioned Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, Al Sharpton, Scheer, Cyrus, whoever she is, the Constitution of the Bill of Rights will prevail. Hillary will go to jail. The budget will be balanced in 8 years. Americans will have a choice of jobs. You won't be able to marry a pet. You won't be able to keep you will not be able to keep your gun if you qualify. Only living a registered United citizen should vote. You must show you have ID to vote. Very important. You can have and keep your own doctor, and you can say whatever you want about being called a racist and Islamophobic and other things. Donald Trump may make America great again. I can tell you right now, Hillary will destroy America. Come to think of it, we don't have any place to go but up. So there you go. Just a little commentary on the reasons and the rationale for voting for Donald Trump. We have a new a TV series coming up here. And it sounds great. We're going to find out about it. It premieres nationwide on July 11th. It's called The Preachers. And the timing is perfect here because we're going to introduce them as we move on here. It's The Preachers. It opens Monday, July 11th. Okay, that's today. And I'm going to get all the details. I'd like you just, gentlemen, whoever is on, just announce your names.
I'm John Gray, associate pastor at the Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. I serve Pastor Joel Osteen.
All right. Smith. And who else? Do we have anybody else on?
Yeah, Dr. E. Dewey Smith, pastor of the House of Hope in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. So that's who we have is also involved. We can't get four people on at the same time. Orrick Quicken, yeah. Dr. Jamal Bryant. This sounds...
Yes, I'm here as well. I'm here as well. Pastor Orrick Quicken of God Secret Church located in High Point, North Carolina. I'm here as well.
All right, I'm sorry, Orrick. I didn't realize it. So we got the whole bunch of you on. This begins. This sounds great. You know, you're always looking for something that's different and positive. I'll let any one of you talk about the newest addition to daytime TV. Give us the details. It starts today. Congratulations. What's it about, and how can people access it? Who's going to tackle that?
We're on Fox. This is John Gray. We're on Fox. This is our summer test run, so for the next 3 weeks every day, people can expect a daily dose of hope. We're going to be tackling everything from pop culture to social justice issues, entertainment, sports. We're also going to be dealing with the tragedies that have affected all of us in this country over the last week with the deaths of Philando Castile, Alton Sterling, and, of course, the tragic murder of five Dallas police officers. I think that the daytime landscape needs what we provide, because every television show comes from a certain perspective. We get to add a spiritual perspective on top of the current events that are taking place. So we get to offer something that the other shows may not want to breach, but I think people do want to know not just about the natural side of things, but is there a spiritual component, and what do men of God, people of faith, how do we react to these times, and also those who have no faith but want to hear from a fresh perspective? I think that's what we represent.
All right, I just want to say I love what you're doing. The reason I do is I had an interview with Eric Bowling of Fox to open up here was because our values have eroded. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what color you are. There's got to be spirituality, faith, some religious pursuit. We have become a nation that is headed downward. I'll turn this over to any of you, Dr. Smith or a Quick. Where can people access this information? Is there a website, and what time will it be on?
Yes, you can go to thepreacherstv.com. We're on in 10 major markets across the nation for our summer run, and there's a schedule on there, thepreacherstv.com. We're on all forms of social media, and we're excited about it. We just really believe that we're made of different parts. We're physical, we're emotional, we're mental, but we're also spiritual beings, and we get an opportunity to really help people and have a whole lot of fun along the way. It's going to be laughter, it's going to be joy, but also challenging conversations, and we want to make the world a better place. So we're excited about it. Thank you for having us, Duke.
Oh, I'm so excited as well. Any of you gentlemen, we've got maybe 45 seconds. Does anybody want to make a concluding remark? Because we don't have a lot of time here, so I'll just throw it out to you and let you make a concluding statement.
Well, what this show is really about, it's about establishing hope. Our nation at this very critical time is in need of hope. So what we're going to do, like my brother said, we're going to offer a daily dose of hope, where we're going to establish your faith again. We're going to help you to believe, because I truly believe that this nation is still a nation under God. And once we bring God back into everything that we're doing, I believe it's going to bring back peace and balance to our community.
All right, I love that. I want to be sure here now. The website, is it thepreacherstvs.com or thepreacherstv.com?
Preacherstv.com.
Thepreacherstv.com. Wish we had more time to chat, but I want to thank all of you gentlemen for coming on. I'll tell you, you've got one person who's going to be watching it right here doing this interview, and I hope the rest of you out there will. Thank you so much, and thanks to everyone listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.